Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. You know, a rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football. So it's very special, and, you know, I think we definitely take pride in that.
It's Jordan Love. Jordan Love, your quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. I don't know, the third straight Hall of Fame quarterback is to torture the Bears. Is that what's going on here? Welcome in, welcome back. Happy New Year's, January 1st, 2025. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Now we're going to go to the guest hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois, and welcome back to the show the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee. Wayne, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Rosie. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. I'm doing groovy. I woke up on the right side of the grass, and I woke up wondering this, Wayne, what does either team have to play for except avoiding injuries to the quarterback on Sunday?
Well, in the Packers' case, there's still an outside chance they could move up in the in their playoff positioning. But, you know, it's the rivalry. It's the Bears-Packers. And I still think that means something.
It does here. I guess that they're trying to talk themselves into it. I remember Ditka used to make it a point to tell the rookies about what this rivalry meant the first time they played Green Bay, because he played in it and he coached in it, and he had a lot of hard feelings about that. Those hard feelings aren't there, but how is it viewed up in Green Bay?
It depends. I mean, the fans view it as the number one rivalry for the most part, but I would say the players, you know, and the thing about players these days with free agency, it's a transient business. So, you know, it might be a rivalry for a year or two, and then they go somewhere else and someone else is a rival, you know, so I don't think it has. I think free agency has lessened it a little bit. But also, you know, the Packers have dominated this competition now for 30 years. And so that's taken some of the luster off a little bit. But, you know, make no mistake about it. Boy, that game they played in Chicago a couple of months ago was in November, was I thought that was a really hard-hitting, tough football game.
Wayne Larrabee is my guest, voice of the Green Bay Packers, used to be the voice of the Bears. And I was going to ask you about that. You hadn't seen Caleb Williams. You hadn't seen the Bears play. You hadn't seen the Bears offense under Caleb Williams play against the Packers. So what were your thoughts coming out of the game?
I thought he was great. He ran for, I think, 70-some yards. And, he played really well. And the Bears, they played exceptionally well. They had the Packers beat. I mean, if it's not for Carl Brooks getting his, fingernail on that field goal, they win the game. You know, I mean, they beat the Packers. So I was very impressed with what the Bears did that day. I thought Caleb Williams hit some good some big-time passes, I thought, in that game to move the football. And, it's unfortunate to see what's happened to the Bears since that Washington game. And the longer the season's gone along, the more it looks like, it's been hard for them to stay to the task. You can tell the spirit is broken there.
And it seems, from my standpoint, the Bears players seem soft that way. And I'm not saying physically. You can't be physically soft and play in the NFL. But mentally and emotionally, for that to have happened instead of as a rallying point for you to remain strong. What also went hand in hand with that was the coach made a decision that he refused to take responsibility for that hurt his team's chance to win, and then he didn't suspend Tyreek Stevenson, and so there were more issues created. But I think if you're – and DJ Moore would later say that the bye came at a wrong time when they were 4-2, and I thought, if you're good, you win under all conditions. And that always seemed the view of Green Bay from here. They win no matter what because that's the expectation. And I just think that's a weakness of Bears players and coaches, and I don't know how you end that. I don't know how you change that.
Well, you've got to start winning, and winning on a consistent basis, and winning for an extended period of time. And in our lifetime, the Bears have had their moments. Obviously, the early 60s, 63, when they won the championship, and they were good the years before and years after that. But the Ditka Bears sustained for over, 6 to 8 years, thereabouts. And that's kind of the norm. That's how teams come and go in the NFL. What the Packers have done here is kind of remarkable. The Cowboys did it in the 70s and 80s. The Niners did it in the 80s and early 90s. Sustained success is hard on this level, Rosie, because everybody's good at what they do. I mean, GMs, front office people, and players. This is a really tough league to win in, and I think when you see a Belichick and a Brady do what they did over 20 years, that belies what the real, the thing you face every day is. They seem to win. Mahomes is doing that in Kansas City now, but people don't. That doesn't happen on a normal basis. Those are exceptions. That's not the rule in the NFL.
So what is it Matt LaFleur does that the Bears haven't found any answer for or anything to match their sideline with?
I don't know if it's any particular strategy. I think it's just players, and I think it's a team in the Packers that seem to feel like, well, we're going to go out and win this game. And the Bears feel like, well, we want to win this game. And there's a difference in the two. And so I think that's a big part of what's been happening here. The Packers have had better personnel, and they've been better at the quarterback position over these years, and that's why they won 11 in a row.
One of the things that always helped, certainly Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre seemed to be at times his own offensive line, but the offensive line came first. I don't know if the offensive line was necessarily there and complete when Aaron Rodgers stepped in, but you could tell me, and it seemed that the Bears have done this backwards and their quarterback has been getting killed as a result of it. If you start with the Lions the way the Bears used to, the way Jim Fink said, then you would be in better position when the quarterback did show up. Has Green Bay done it specifically that way?
It's interesting. I think they have. They've been fortunate that they found offensive linemen in the second, third, fourth, even fifth rounds, sixth round, I think it was David Bakhtiari, something like that. And you know, they found good offensive linemen and put them into the process, obviously. Detroit is the team, if you want to look at a team, Rosie, that did it the right way. And the team that, by the way, you know, everybody's talking about their injuries. I have seen no evidence they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Don't tell me you're hurt.
Show me the evidence. I mean, they just win.
Yes,
you know, and that's a team. But to get back to your question, that's the team where they went in and they said, we're going to build this offensive line because our line is terrible. No matter who's the quarterback, whether it's Matthew Stafford or somebody else, we get in here when we finally have this thing built. And they built that line, and they're good on the defensive line as well, you know, prior to the injuries. You've got to be good in the trenches. If you don't control the trenches, you know, the NFL, there's kind of a misnomer for the average fan of the NFL. It's all about quarterbacks and wide receivers and everything on the perimeter. But the game is still played and won in the trenches, and more often than not. Now, can a great quarterback overcome that? Yeah. On occasion, but not, he can't sustain it. And by the way, if you're not winning in the trenches in January, you're not in January for long.
Indeed. Indeed. You're not, you don't, certainly don't get to January if you're the Bears and you've done it in this manner. But you bring up Detroit and all they do is win. And there's a team that's mentally and emotionally strong. And it seems to come from their coach. Now, their coach is the outlier in this division because Matt LaFleur is not a big personality. He's a smart guy, and Dan Campbell is, and Kevin O'Connell, not a big personality, but he's a smart guy, and Dan Campbell is. So you've seen it both ways, and the Bears have avoided big personality since Ditka. I think he scared the entire McCaskey family, and nobody's allowed to use a curse word anymore as the Bears chase some kind of coach. And I thought one of the lures would be if you win in Chicago with the Bears, the world is your riches. You get the full Ditka. Compare and contrast what it's like for a coach to win in Green Bay and what you saw a coach win and what the result, the residual effect was in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's the stage. I mean, you know, let's be honest, Chicago might be the best sports market in America. And the thing about Chicago that's so wonderful, you've got the Cubs on the north side, the White Sox on the south side, you've got the Bulls in the winter along with the Blackhawks, but the one entity that brings everyone together in Chicago are the Bears. And they bring them together on a huge stage, huge media stage. And I agree with you. The allure, if I was a coach considering this job, is, yeah, if we can get it done in Chicago, my God, they'll canonize me in five different religions. For God's sake. I mean, seriously. And, you know, so, it should be a very attractive job. It just hasn't been. And I think some of it has to do with the front office above the coaching staff. And once you get that straightened out, you know, and we've heard all kinds of rumors about what's going on since Eberflus left, is who's picking the coach? Is it going to be Kevin Warren? Is it going to be the GM? And George McCaskey stepped out the other day, apparently, and said, hey, the general manager is picking the head coach. And that's the way it should be. Football people should do football things. Business people should be on the other side of the building doing business things that eventually supports the football operation.
Yeah, but the problem is that Kevin Warren made it known as though he neutered his GM.
He did at that press conference.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And so now you're left with the question you brought up. Who's picking that coach? And one coach in particular, the hottest candidate, Ben Johnson, said, I had been telling people apparently that I want strong ownership. I want a strong football organization. I want a chance to win. Every coach says. However, he has been really reluctant to take any other job. He came back this year when he had head coaching opportunities last year, and boy, is it paying off for him. What are your thoughts on Ben Johnson? And I know that I particularly want your view on, I don't want to say trick plays or gimmick plays, but he's certainly got a wide playbook. What are your thoughts on Ben Johnson and his prospects as a head coach?
Yeah, he's one of the bright coordinators in the league. And Rosie, we don't know what kind of head coach he'd be. We don't know. Nobody knows. He doesn't know because he's never been one. But he's a talented offensive coordinator with a bright mind. Will he be the next Kevin O'Connell? Because Kevin O'Connell is as good as it gets as a head coach and as an offensive play caller. He is as good as it gets. Let me tell you something. There's nobody better in the league than him right now. And then you've got Detroit, and you said, well, you got Dan Campbell's the kind of the mouthpiece of the Lions, and he's the heart and soul and all that. But he's got this whiz kid of an offensive coordinator below him that's calling the shots on offense. And then he's got Aaron Glenn running that defense, and he does a heck of a job with that, with the pieces they have left, because most of their injuries are on defense. Okay, they've got one major injury on offense with the running back, but beyond that, they've still got another great running back. But their whole thing, I mean, those coordinators are everything. Your coordinators are very important in the NFL today. But we don't know what Ben Johnson's going to be. He could be a bust, I mean, how many hotshot coordinators? Dave Wannstedt was the hottest thing going when Michael McCaskey lured him to Chicago, and he turned out to be an okay coach at best and not a long-term answer as head coach of the Bears. Tough to succeed Ditka, I get it, but he wasn't able to do it successfully, and he was the hotshot coordinator. Turns out, most of these guys are really good coordinators and mediocre head coaches. They become mediocre head coaches.
Well, it's the Peter principle. For those of you who remember the book from Lawrence Peter in the 70s, you're always promoted above your level of accomplishment.
Absolutely. And Rosie, it doesn't just happen in our business, sports. It happens in all businesses.
Yes,
here's the thing that I tell this to people when I speak to some of these business groups. I said, you got your hotshot sales guy out there, and he is killing it. And what do you do with him? I mean, because he wants to move up. Okay, so you move him up. You put him into a management position, and you hire somebody else to fill his role. Well, the somebody else isn't nearly as good as him. And by the way, he's not nearly as good a manager as he was a sales guy. Now you're weak on two fronts.
Well, we don't want to do that. However, we have seen people move up in this business. I got an email from a former intern of yours at WGN Radio in 1988, a department that included you, the Swersk, Dwayne Statz, Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, and Randy Minkoff. And this was sent by Mitch Rosen, who's done okay for himself moving up. And are you taking full credit for this intern moving up through the ranks of broadcasting, Wayne?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He never would have. Showed him the ropes. He never would have gotten. There are exceptions to these rules now. Okay. There are exceptions to these rules. And, I think Mitch is one of them, obviously. But he was well schooled. Okay. Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's working when you look back on it. You don't always. With Harry Carey, you would have known him. That's a legend. And with you doing Bears, that's a legend. And Swersk, you knew he had the first sports talk show in Chicago. And so it was such a powerhouse then. If you didn't learn in those circumstances, you need to go learn a trade. Go learn how to paint or wire or something like that.
Well, and we had a great leader, Dan Fabian, who just passed away a few weeks ago. And he had an incredible ear for on-air talent. Sports and play-by-play in particular, and went on to hire Tom Brenneman and brought Pat Hughes in from Milwaukee. Just he was just outstanding in the way he ran that station. And back in those days, mid '80s to early '90s, WGN Radio was the number one station in America. Period. By all metrics, by sales, by audience, by all the different various things that were on the air at that time. It was a phenomenal station.
So, actually, Pat Hughes was the player we named later, right? You went up to Wisconsin. Eventually, Pat Hughes showed up here? Is that how it worked?
No, actually, he showed up here before I went. I was the player to be named later.
Oh, okay. I didn't have my timeline.
Later.
There you go.
Got it.
Thank you for showing up on The Score today, Wayne. Always great talking with you. Thank you.
Good talking to you guys. Take care. Happy New Year, everybody.
You too. Happy New Year. Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Packers, used to be the voice of the Bears. Always a lot of fun. Always great, strong opinions, well thought out, well informed, and I'm not sure about what the Packers have to play for. And I'm not sure what the Bears have to play for. And it is a rivalry. It always seems to mean more to the McCaskies than anybody else in this world. And you can't really, whether you're the Packers or the Bears, you can't go out there and no half steps. That's how you really get hurt. That's how you get your clock cleaned and you get sent to the blue tent and or on a gurney. You get the carts coming out. You can't do that. And I don't know how you tell football players don't go full speed. Or they think to themselves, what are we really playing for? You could see a lot of business decisions being made Sunday. We saw a lot of business decisions in the last 6 weeks with the Bears. Cole Kmet saw him and he said it. Guys, sort of, he's seen evidence of signs of in it for yourself kind of thing. Well, this is the last game of the year. You certainly don't want to get hurt. You're going to be a free agent, prospective free agent. You might be cut. You might be needing a new team. You do want to put stuff on tape if you think you need to put more on tape. But whatever you put on tape doesn't matter if you've got tape wrapped around your ankle or you got your shoulder in a cast or got a concussion. I don't know. I'm very afraid for Caleb Williams. I am. The Bears offensive line and the coaches who refuse to make sure that there's enough protection for him.
To think that there's only one legit starter on that line in Darnell Wright just does not sit well with me at all.
No, and it shouldn't. And even then, if that's the case, you need to provide more blocking help. If you need more tight ends, you need to keep it back in. Whatever you got to do. I don't care if you go max protect. You got two guys to throw to. If your two guys are Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, or DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, that's fine. Those are two quality guys. They're not nearly as important. Completing passes to them isn't nearly as important as protecting the quarterback. Now, it's on him, too. He's got the Justin Fields problems. Holds on to the ball too long, which means he gets sacked too much, and he's not accurate. I don't know which order they happened. This wasn't the guy that was advertised coming out of USC. Was he this bad and he was badly scouted? Or did the Bears make him worse? As Mark Potash likes to say, you go into Hallis Hall and you become the worst version of yourself. Caleb Williams is the worst version of himself. This wasn't what we were promised. He's the worst quarterback of those taken in the first round. I know it's a small sample size with Michael Penix. I'm going to say that the rest of his career, I hope he's not good. Hope he's out of the league soon. But wouldn't that be horrible? Not just if Caleb Williams struggles to become average, which is where he is now. But also, if in that draft class, forget Jaden Williams, who looks like your offensive rookie of the year. But if the guy who was chosen by a personnel department where Ryan Pace is the better quarterback than the one the Bears picked first overall, oh my God. Oh my. Talk about becoming the worst version of yourself. I'm going to take a break when I come back. We passed a significant day for birthdays, for sports birthdays. We're coming up on a significant birthday, sports birthday as well. But I'll run a couple things by you and you see what you think. And remember, later in the show, get your craps ready. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Happy New Year.
I'm just going to let this go. It's a way to bring in the new year. One of the greatest songs ever. This was on my list of riffs. Top riffs. And he's going to factor big in this segment, which you didn't know, Tyler Farengold. But here we go. That was David Haw wishing everyone a Happy New Year, right? Is that where we came in? David Haw? He released his Hall of Fame ballot. He tweeted it out. I think he voted for me. I think that was the write-in vote that he had. Anyways, Rebel Rebel. It is like, that's a terrific song. I love that.
Great song.
Matt Spiegel had a... When we always look, Matt Spiegel could do an album of Bears offensive coordinators and coaches. He did one for Daryl Bevel when Daryl Bevel was in the Pacific Northwest. And it was Daryl Bevel to that song, to Rebel Rebel. We could have one for all of them. Although, what would he have done? I don't want to hear what he would have done for John Shoup. John Shoup. We'll get to David Bowie in a minute, but December 30th, a couple days ago, would be the leader, I think, if you had a 3-on-3 tournament for birthdays. How's this? On one day, the birth of Sandy Koufax, LeBron James, and Tiger. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Sandy Koufax. How's that for a 3-on-3 team in birthdays?
December 30th?
Yep. Yeah, that'll work. I wasn't able to use the interwebs to get them all figured out to see what could compete with that. And so I used various forms. It was very time-consuming to get there. But I did find this. On January 8th, it's not a sports thing, but it is a Hall of Fame name thing. January 8th is the birthday of Elvis. Do you know who he is, Tyler? Elvis Presley, and David Bowie, the aforementioned band singing Rebel Rebel, and Stephen Hawking. There's a 3-on-3 team for you on birthdays. That's January 8th, so that will be coming up. And I don't know of any other birthdays where you got three transcendent names like that. But December 30th, you talk about Hall of Famers, all-time greats, Koufax, LeBron, and Tiger. There is a birthday tomorrow. It's a sports birthday, you might have heard. It is the 33rd birthday of the Score. Tomorrow, part of the Score's legend is this.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap which, me. Which no.
Oh, my God. It's legendary. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break. But I want you to know, 312-644-6767, later in the show, we're going to do Who You Crapping. We're going to take it. Get your craps ready. Remember, it must be something somebody said, not something somebody did. I believe I have the Dan McNeil orders correct. Something somebody said, not something somebody did. We're going to do Who You Crapping. And after this break, we're going to do an interview with the first voice heard on these very airwaves 33 years ago tomorrow. Tom Scheer joins me back on Chicago Sports Radio. Well, it's now 670 the Score, but it was 820 the Score back then. Oh, the stories. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Happy New Year to all of you.
We're just going through all the Bears general managers. They say Happy New Year.
Another one bit the dust.
Another one bit the dust. We wonder if this one will. Welcome and welcome back. Happy New Year's. January 1st, 2025. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. But it wasn't always 670. Tomorrow, the score turns 33. This is what happened the moment it went on the air.
And now, the starting lineup for your world champion of sports coverage, The Score, Sports Radio 820. In the morning, from Emerson College, Tom Scherr. Middays, Dan Jiggins and Mike North. In the afternoon, Dan McNeil with Brian Hanley and Terry Bores. Chicago's number one sports team is on WSCR, The Score, Sports Radio 820. And now, here's the man of the morning, Tom Scherr.
Thank you very much, Ray Clay. What a way to get introduced. Better here than in Chicago Stadium, I can tell you that. Good morning, everybody, and good sports to you, and welcome to an historic day in Chicago broadcasting history. The Score, Sports Radio 820, WSCR, is the first ever all-sports radio station in Chicago. We'll bring you sports all day, every day, and we hope you'll allow us to take a special place in your life as the best place to turn to for everything that's Chicago sports. The Bulls, the Bears, the Cubs, Sox, and Hawks. If it's happening in sports, we'll report it and talk about it and have a little fun with it, too. On The Score, Sports Radio 820.
Tom Scherr, you were right about all of that. Look how prophetic you turned out to be.
Yeah, a real know-it-all. And look how the teams have improved over the years since we started.
Tom Scherr joins me on The Score. We are now 670. It used to be 820. Tom Scherr is joining me on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. I'm really glad you got up today to do this, to celebrate the anniversary tomorrow, 33 years on the air, the birthday of The Score. And it was not just on 820 because we jumped around a lot of places, but when it was on 820, you were a prisoner of the clock, a prisoner of sunrise and sunset, right, Tom?
Right. We were what was called back then a daytime station. That's a little bit of a misnomer because we were on the air in the evening, but even then we'd have to go off at 8:45, and that was only in the summer. Basically, we were on from sunrise to sunset. Those were the government regulations surrounding the 820 frequency at that time, 820 frequency in Chicago. There was a station down in Dallas, which if we blasted full time, we would have interfered with them. You have to have a directional antenna, blah, blah, blah. 820 is now a full-time frequency for, I think they have political talk on there. But anyhow, we couldn't go on the air. An example would be, what are we now, Steve? January 1. Okay, when we started on Jan 2, we didn't go on the air until, I believe it was 7:15 a.m. And I remember driving in. I'd get in about 6:30. And I remember driving in at 6 o'clock, and the highways are packed with cars. And it's dark, headlights everywhere, and they're not listening to me because they can't, which gave all the, you know. And I remember thinking, this gives all the other stations a huge advantage in the morning. The midday show had it easy. We were all warmed up for them. The afternoon.
Where'd he go? Tyler? Where'd he go? What happened to Tom? Tom Scherr. All right, we're gonna try to get him back. Wow, we had better broadcasting back then. Nobody got cut off. Actually, we did have producers handing phones to people. They were cell phones, but they were bricks. They were bag phones. You pull a brick out of a bag and ask somebody to go on the air with one of our shows. And Tom was making the point, a daytimer meant we could be on the air at 7:15. Tom would open the score and maybe be off by 4:15. That was it. That was the daytimer rules. And so the midday show got its full shift. Tom didn't, and the afternoon show, and you may have heard Ray Clay in the opening. You may have heard Ray Clay mention Dan McNeil with Brian Handley and Terry Bors. At the time, Brian and Terry were both at the Sun-Times, and they alternated days. That was so the polyamory of Dan McNeil in the afternoon was part of the show's, the original lineup of the score, as you were saying, Tom.
Yeah, sorry. This is the third time. I've been on the station probably 3-4 times in the last 10 years. Same phone sitting in the same spot in the same city, and the damn thing is cut off 3 times. McNeil and Handley and Bors, whoever was on with Dan at the time, they would have a lot of momentum going and they would be doing great. And then, oh, it's December. They got to go off the air at 4:30. So that's really hard to deal with, but we did it. Everybody thought we would fail miserably as what was basically a daytime station, but we made money. We got ratings. We made an impact on the city, and that's all despite being on that lousy 820 part-time frequency for 5 years. We were on 820 for 5 years, but we did. And we were also on 820 when we crushed the original AM 1000. We put them out of business after two. They competed directly with us for 2.5 years, and then they dumped the sports format, and they were, of course, a full-time signal. But in any event, we succeeded, and I think Danny Lee, who founded the station with Seth Mason, he owned it. Lee owned it, Mason ran it. I think he said it best. The score succeeded because we had good talent. And that lineup you played in the beginning, Ray Clay's introduction, by the way, Ray did that introduction for nothing. He did it as a favor to me. We paid him not one dime, which was about our budget at the time.
It might still be.
Might still be. But that was a great lineup, Steve. And then guys like you came along, and the score's always had a great lineup and a great bench. I think the difference now is it has the best management it's ever had. I mean, bar none. When Mitch Rosa got there, I can't believe it's been at least 16 years for Mitch. That changed everything, really, honestly. They had bad management after Danny and Seth left, and Mitch came in, and he's just done a great job. He really has.
You know, one of the things that happened, it started with the score, was personality and opinions. So people who cared, people who were passionate about Chicago sports, which engendered a lot of listeners and phone calls and faxes. We used to have fax machines. You could fax in your opinion, whereas you now you text. But also people who had a sense of humor. I mean, it mixed. Sports wasn't war, even though we try to make it that way. And that's what part of this, it started with the original lineup of you and Jiggs and North and McNeil, and certainly with Bors and Brian Handley. And that was the passion to care and knowledge and a sense of humor. And I hope that's still the case now. I try to make it that way.
I think it is the case now. It's a little different. It's good and bad. It's different in a good way, different in a bad way. It's not as freewheeling. It's not as, throw something up against the wall and see what sticks. I think management and corporate approaches and the political correctness of current society, and anybody who knows me, I'm a pretty conservative guy. I don't agree with some of the crazy stuff that's been out there. But radio's gone from the heyday of dirty radio, which we were not, by the way. We skirted the edge and we pushed the envelope. It's gone away from that now. I think that's a negative. I think a positive is that there is more responsibility and there is more accountability. And I think that's a good thing. So it's a fine line. I think the score straddles it successfully. And it's still a funny, entertaining station. And to me, that's the biggest impact. We changed how sports was covered in Chicago. You know, your hit and run column and stuff in the Tribune, none of that stuff would have come along if not for the score, frankly. And in radio, it was all a bunch of go along, get along, a lot of cheerleading. And I think cheerleading is great when the teams are playing well. And anybody who knows me knows I wanted the teams to win when I was doing my show and when I was on Channel 5. But if they're not, then there's cheerleading and brushing it under the rug is not appropriate. And that's pretty much how things were done in Chicago until the score came along. So now the station still correctly reviews the teams, good and bad, and it's mostly bad these days. But it is also funny and entertaining. You know, I got to tell you, Matt Spiegel's a good friend of mine. I do business with Matt, so I guess that's full disclosure. But yeah, I listen to that show in the afternoon, and I'm cracking up. And this is with a new host, Lawrence, coming in. You know, I listen to Mully and Hanley, and I listen to all the shows. And I listen to Mully and Haw, just as I used to listen when Brian was there. And midday show now, there's always something which makes you laugh, smile, and then get really angry when the teams are lousy. And I think the score has tapped into that for 33 years, and that's hard to do. That is really hard to do.
Tom Scherer is my guest, the original voice of the score, the first voice heard on these airwaves 33 years ago tomorrow, January 2nd, 1992. And later on, because it's benchmarked, earmarked, postmarked, and pockmarked, I'm going to revive Who You Crappin' and have people, if they want to call, we'll see if we got anybody listening to make the call or text. Because that was in 1992, so people understand, it wasn't just the Bears weren't the only team to say goodbye to a big moneymaker. Ditka went a long way towards making the score what it was. We paid him to be on our airwaves, and he provided content and entertainment and some legendary things. But you talk about the timing and being in the right place and having personality. Having Ditka, what's your view of having Ditka in 92 when the score was born?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you, you and I have not talked. I saw you at the HHN golf tournament last year, the Helping Hands Network up at Twin Orchard. Mm-hmm. And we said hello. I haven't seen you since then. And that, by the way, is a great charity. The golf tournament this year is coming up on August 4, 2025. They build housing for developmentally delayed adults. It's a wonderful charity. It's Jeremy Roenick is the honorary chairman, does a great job. And I was just telling Scott Rudin, who helps run it with Steve Hara, I told him the other day, geez, I'm going to go on. I told him yesterday, I'm going to go on with Rosie tomorrow, and he sends his regards. I got to get that plug in for our charity. But I haven't seen you in a year, so you and I did not rehearse this interview, and I'm so glad, unrehearsed, that you brought up the Ditka show, because that was huge for the score to have him. And getting the Ditka show is the original score, 820, the scrappy, hustling little frat house that we had, who beat the big boys, who had deeper pockets and better transmitters on the power, the nighttime signal. Beating those guys is encapsulated in how we got the Ditka show. And it made a big difference. The Ditka show was on WGN radio, and Ditka was profoundly unhappy there. Ditka owned his own show with Mike Pyle, you'll remember. Ditka was the producer and packager of his own show. And now, after they fired Ditka, the Bears took control of all the coaches' shows, which most teams had done, but not Mike. Mike was his own guy on his radio show. And the Bears didn't like that because he might say, you know, who you crapping or something like that. And anyway, there was a friend of mine worked at Miller Beer, a guy named Steve Johnson, and somehow he was tight with the Ditka people, including Mike Pyle. And he told me that Ditka was very unhappy at WGN, and he told me why. I knew exactly what Ditka was looking for in his next contract. AM1000, run by Larry Wirt, legendary broadcast executive, they wanted the show, of course. Who wouldn't, right? I went to Seth and Danny and said, look, we're a new station. We're, you know, daytime signal. I don't know, man, but I think if you can give Ditka the same time slot every week, because that GN was bouncing him around because of the Cubs and DePaul basketball conflicts. And there are some financial things that WGN refused to do for Mike. Not how much money they paid him, but the method and the timetable of payments. I said, if you can do this, I think we can get this guy, and 1,000 and GN won't even know that we were talking to him. And Danny Lee says, what guaranteed time slot? He can have whatever he wants. He'll be the biggest star in the station. So I had no involvement in the negotiations. I mean, that was it. I brought my intel to them. I shut my mouth. They, within, I don't know, man, I think 2 weeks, Seth and Danny went up to see Ditka in Lake Forest, and they cut the deal. So I think that was absolutely, positively huge. And by the way, who you crapping is going to be great. The day he told Neil from Northlake, I'll whip your ass, I was the host of the show that day. Seth had a really good idea, and I think Ron Gleason really pushed this, who was the program director at the time, but Seth really ran the station. Each show would co-host the Ditka show on a rotating basis. So, you know, 1 week I would co-host it. Next week, Boers and McNeil would co-host it. That's where you got Who You Crappin'. Next week, Ditka and, North and Jiggets would co-host it. And, you know, Ditka really liked North a lot. Everything went really well. So I just happened to be the guy when Neil from Northlake called. And the Ditka show was a major signature item for what should have been, you know, a less successful station than we were. But we really did a good job.
Thank you, Tom. I mentioned you were on, and before the segment began, 847 text or two of them, Hawaiian. They wanted to be remembered. So, Mitch texted and said 20 years, not 16. He wants the facts right. So that's it. Now you know. Now you got your education.
I was hired to be the journalist type guy. I wasn't as out there as the other shows. I had my moments, but they were much better at the entertainment aspect than I was. They wanted sports information in the morning, and I like to get the facts straight, so I'm glad Mitch pointed that out. Jeez.
Yeah, you're getting called into the principal's office, as we all are. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, be well. Great talking to you, and great seeing you last summer. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Rosie, good talking to you. God bless. I remember when you came to town to work for the National. That was what, 1991?
Yes, indeed. 1990.
Yeah. And we took our families, you and I, we took our families to Arlington Park on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know if you remember that. It was Father's Day. The place was packed.
A riding zoo and a petting zoo and all of that. And unfortunately, we took our kids home. Now there's no Arlington Park and there's no Bears either. See that? The score is like M.C. Escher. It just keeps turning back on itself. That's where.
Yeah. Well, at least we're here. We're all above dirt, and that's a good thing. It's really good talking. Thanks so much for calling. That was really nice of you and your producer, Tyler, to do.
Thanks for taking the time, Tom. Be well.
All right, boss. Right. All right.
Tom Scheer was brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Take a break. Ran a little long, but the whole Ditka thing. So, again, I do want to do Who You Crappin'. Patrick from Gage Park, you got the right idea. He texted in, Ryan Poles, take the North, Who You Crappin'. Excellent. That's something somebody said, not somebody did. We're going to do that later in the show. Next, is there a dirty little secret about Caleb Williams? I'll discuss that. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.